This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 325 and three quarters, up 2 3/4. March corn, 338.5, up 2 3/4. May corn, 347, up 2 3/4. November soybeans, 923.5, up 13 1/4. January soybeans, 932.25, up 13.5. March soybeans, 940.5, up 13.5. December wheat, 481.25, up 7. March wheat, 494, up 6.5. May wheat, 502 3/4, up 5 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices did end higher on Monday afternoon. Technical trading at the Board of Trade was the spur to higher grain values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly steady to 3 cents stronger at 273 to 306. Soybean bids were mostly 13 higher at 862 to 895. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly steady to 3 cents higher at 277 to 297. While soybean bids were 11 to 13 cents higher at 879 to 923. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 3 cents stronger at 263 to 296. Soybean bids were up 10 to 14 cents at 869 to 894. And the wheat bids were 7 cents higher on Monday at 297 to 411. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 cents higher at 894 to 909. Basis ended 10 cents lower for the day, ranging from 30 under to 15 under November. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 328.10 to 416.10. That was down $5.10 to $24.10 per ton, with basis down $6 to $25 a ton, ranged from 20 to 108 over October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 cents higher at 291 to 311. With basis steady, range from 35 under to 15 under December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 261 to 276. Basis steady to 10 cents lower on Monday, range from 65 to 50 under December. Soybeans ended mixed at 862 to 874, with basis steady to 30 cents lower, range from 65 under to 50 under November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents higher at 290 to 291. Soybean bids were mostly 4 cents higher at 903 to 916. Soft red winter wheat 6 to 7 cents stronger at 330 to 331, and Milo 3 cents higher for the day at 301 to 306. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 278 up to 320. January soybeans 302 to 325. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 297 up to 319, but the January soybean bids range from $9 up to 944. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids 309 up to 324, with the January soybean bids ranging from 917 up to 951. That completes our grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, $160.95, up $2.50. December live cattle, $164.47, up $2.37. February live cattle, $164.35, up $2.35. October feeder cattle, $234.65, up $1.55. November feeder cattle, $234.50, up $2.90. January feeder cattle, $228.62, up $2.45. October lean hogs, $107.32, up 80 cents. December lean hogs, $94.85, up 37 cents. February lean hogs, $89.95, up 45 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you Monday the 29th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $2.45 lower in the range of $96 to $109, with a weighted average carcass price of $104.21. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 45 to 55, 4 to 5 weights 51 to 57, 5 to 6 weights 54 to 58, and 600 pounds and up 58 to 60. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $70 to $75. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 14,042 head. And now the report from United Producers' September feeder special in Salem, Illinois. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 247.50 to 262.50. 6 weights were 230 to 235. Feeder Holstein steers, 5 weights were 200 to 230. And 6 weights were selling at 207.50. Heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 231 to 242.50, and 6 weights were 185 to 212.50. Feeder bulls, 4 weights were 247.50 to 257.50, and 5 weights were 225 to 252. Now, moving on to the Schuyler Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 304 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 151.75 to 156.25, select and choice 150 to 152, choice slaughter heifers 151.25 to 155.75, and select and choice were 150 to 151. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 222 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 120.69, and that was 206 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, 238.02, that was 36 cents higher, with select carcasses at 226.83, and that was $1.35 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000. That compared to 116,000 last week and 121,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 376,000. That compared to 410,000 last week and 434,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.72. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.67. September corn delivered to Scottville, $2.72. October corn delivered to Scottville, $2.67. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $8.72. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $8.71. September beans delivered to Scottville, $8.72. October beans delivered to Scottville, $8.71. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $3.53. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $2.72. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $8.72. And wheat at Scottville is $3.53. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Illinois. At 620, color radar showing no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
Harvest time is here, and as we approach the fall season, there will be an increase of farm equipment traveling on the roads. M&M Service Company works diligently with their farmers to ensure that the harvest season goes as smooth, productive, and safe as possible. To kick off the harvest season, M&M Service Company would like to invite all producers to their annual pork chop cookouts, which are held at various locations beginning September 29th and concludes October 15th. Contact your local M&M Service Company location to determine when they will be having their cookout and for all your grain marketing needs.
Our local weather forecast for today calling for partly cloudy skies. The high today about 80 degrees with light northwest winds. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 80s. And your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday. Showers likely Thursday and Thursday night, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the low 50s, high temperatures in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, our temperature 57 degrees under clear skies. Coming up next, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. We'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
It's tillage time at Seavers Equipment Company. Accelerate residue breakdown with the new Accelerator Vertical Tillage System from Krause. The Accelerator four-step process provides the operator a choice of moving soil to fill ruts and smooth fields or leave more residue to meet highly erodible land conditions. With the unique Excalibur blades, you can be confident that the fall operation will allow maximum residue decomposition and promote superior seed bed preparation in high residue situations. The Accelerator from Krause. Check it out at Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
Relevance in today's global marketplace takes more than words. It takes commitment to CHS. This commitment includes investments of $200 million in Illinois over the past 4 years. Across the United States, total committed investments exceed $5 billion. Upgrading refineries, building the first cooperatively owned fertilizer plant in 35 years to supply your nitrogen needs, and much more. CHS, farmer-owned with global connections, remaining relevant for you. CHS Louder Business Unit.
The quarterly hogs report was released. As of September 1st, the U.S. hog and pigs inventory was 65.4 million head. That's down 2% from 1 year ago, but up 6% from this past June. The breeding hog inventory was up 2% from last year and up 1% from the previous quarter. The supply of market hogs was down 3% from last year, but up 7% from last quarter. University of Missouri agricultural economist Dr. Ron Plain says productivity continues to make advances despite the PED virus, but the swine industry remains in a period of adjustment.
We can still have a lot of PED problems, but if this winter isn't as severe as it was a year ago, which would be my guess, then we could well be higher than a year ago on pigs per litter. And given farrowing intentions are expected to be up, we could end up with a lot of pigs and still be well below the old trend that 102% year-over-year on pigs per litter. We're way below that, and I think it's going to be a long time till we catch up with where that trend used to be, but we could still, I expect, start seeing more pigs saved per litter than what we were doing a year ago.
The price for all meat proteins has been strong at the retail level. Frontier Risk Management Research Director Daniel Blunzer says pork may be seeing a competitive advantage going forward.
I think it has been a miserable 8 months or 9 months for retailers for all the three main meats. And according to my calculations, retailers are finally getting back to an average margin on pork compared to still well below average on beef. So I think that pork will become even more important in the coming months in terms of retail and merchandising strategies.
Again, that was Frontier Risk Management Research Director Daniel Blunzer. The Illinois State and Weather Report has been released. Warm, dry conditions last week allowed farmers 6.6 days suitable for field work. Activities included cutting hay and harvesting corn, soybeans, and sorghum. Statewide, little to no precipitation was recorded, 0.78 inches below normal. The average temperature was 64.2 degrees, 3 degrees above normal for the week ending September 29th. Corn mature reached 80% compared to 68% last year. Corn harvest was 14% complete, 2 percentage points higher than last year, but behind the 5-year average of 34%. Corn condition remained at 83% good to excellent. Soybeans turning color reached 91% compared to 86% last year. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 68%, up 23 percentage points from last week. Soybean harvest was 7% complete compared to the 5-year average of 13%. Soybean condition was rated at 78% good to excellent. Sorghum mature reached 62% and sorghum harvest was 10% complete. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 5% poor, 24% fair, 54% good, and 16% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 9% short, 80% adequate, and 10% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 13% short, 82% adequate, and 4% surplus. September is National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. For more information about this month and its cause, I spoke with Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis Dairy Council.
You know, it initially started in September of 2010, and really it's just a way to kind of shine the spotlight on the issue of childhood obesity. Of course, in the United States, we do have some problems in this area, and it really just gives families and health professionals and communities a way to take a stand against the problem we're having with obesity. And, of course, the national goal is to help solve childhood obesity within a generation.
Now, this has become a rather prevalent issue.
You know, when you look at it, 23 million, so nearly one in every three American children are either overweight or obese. So, yes, I would say it is a concern. And ever since 1980, we have seen a steady increase with children having issues with overweight and obesity. The real concern is that it puts them at risk for certain types of diseases, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, heart disease and high blood pressure, and even stroke. And, you know, the thing is, these are usually conditions we see with older adults, not with young children. So it is a concern.
Of course, part of tackling the obesity epidemic is not only focusing on exercise, but it is focusing on healthy eating. And there are a few different concepts that go behind healthy eating to try to remind people to get in more healthy habits. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. You know, one of the major things we can do is really focus in on healthy eating. And My Plate is a concept that's been around for a few years now, but really it's a visual depiction of what a healthy diet should be. If we think back to those five food groups that we probably learned in elementary and maybe secondary school, they're still the same: dairy, fruits, vegetables, grains, and protein. We just need to remember to eat from those foods because they are foods that provide us with so many nutrients. And dairy does remain an important part of a meal because really there's no substitute for it. If we miss out on dairy, we are missing out on a number of nutrients because dairy contains things like protein and calcium and vitamins and minerals that are important for our overall health as well as, you know, having healthy bones.
And along with getting all these nutrients, I assume that it helps a little bit that we're getting them in lesser calorie amounts. We get everything we need in this one smaller serving as opposed to having a lot of other servings of different things, and I'm sure that helps a little bit too.
There is a paradox when we look at our kids because, you know, we look at them, we talk about the fact that they are overweight, they are obese, so obviously they're getting plenty of calories. But the important thing to focus in on is they're really not getting all those nutrients from the calories. We have so many convenience foods and so many snack foods that really just provide calories, don't provide vitamins and minerals and things like that. They may be high in either sugar or fat content, and that is the concern, the fact that we are getting so many calories from those foods, but yet we're still missing out on key nutrients in our diet.
And another big thing that is helping out is that school meals are getting more nutritious for kids.
Well, over the past couple years, we have seen that there's been a real focus on school meals, and I think many of them really are making a very concerted effort to make sure that kids get more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. And, of course, dairy in school meals, be it breakfast or lunch, should be low-fat or fat-free. So they are making an effort to make sure kids eat healthy, provide them with the right foods. And this year, starting in July, there was actually a law that took effect so that now even snack foods in the schools must comply with certain guidelines. Snack foods do need to be lower in sodium and sugar and fat, but hopefully will still be tasty and nutritious for those students.
And while the kids are not in school, how can parents help ensure that their kids are not only eating healthy, but also snacking healthy?
Yeah, a couple things they can do. First of all, encourage healthy eating and show them healthy eating. And especially when our children are young, they take a lot of their food cues from what their parents do or don't do or what they eat or don't eat. So make sure your diet is healthy. And, of course, along with healthy eating, we want to encourage physical activity. So making sure that, first of all, they do things like eat breakfast every day, either at home or at school, and that really is the first opportunity to get some nutrition in for the day. And it's a great time to make sure that you're also including a serving of dairy so that we get those three servings of dairy in each and every day. Some other things you can do is if your child is taking lunch for school, brown bagging it, make sure that the child is making nutritious choices. Make those healthy foods available at home. And so you can do things also when they get home from school. Obviously, they're probably hungry. Make sure you have healthy snacks available. And you do that by making sure those snacks are from those five food groups. So examples would be single serves of yogurt or cottage cheese. And they go really well with fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains. And so it is important to keep these items on hand, make it quick, easy, and healthy for for your children to eat right.
And if parents or anyone listening has questions about Childhood Obesity Month or eating healthier, can they go to some website to get some more information?
Absolutely. Our website is stldairycouncil.org. And from that website, they can also check out our Facebook page. We always have information on some of the things that we're busy doing in the communities that we serve, as well as some interesting and fun recipes that would be great for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Again, that was Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis Dairy Council on National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.